it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Birds are 2-0. Meanwhile, the Kansas City Chiefs are 0-2. That's because the Eagles went on the road and they took down their former head coach, Andy Reid, and those Chiefs 20-17. Here's KWW's Vic Ragupathy, who was back home in South Philly.
The Eagles have now met the Chiefs three times since losing a heartbreaker in Super Bowl 57. They've won all three meetings, this time 20-17. Matt Barish and Billy Coleman say Eagles-Chiefs has become one of the premier rivalries in today's NFL, despite the fact they don't even share a conference.
Yeah, no, we hate those guys.
And
we
our division isn't very good, so we got to find a rival somewhere. So, Chiefs give us that.
Emily Goldenbaum says despite the fact Eagles QB Jalen Hurts only threw for about 100 yards, you can't deny the W's.
Hurts is just an amazing quarterback. He's the next Tom Brady, you know. Tom Brady was the GOAT, and so is Hurts.
Meanwhile, Jake Wells showed love for Jake Elliott after the two-time Super Bowl champ made more field goals from 50-plus yards Sunday than he did the entire 2024 regular season.
Yeah, as a kicker, I mean, you got one job to do it. And then when you have a guy getting a false start and moving back another 5 yards, but being able to kind of overcome that adversity, it's nice to be able to have a guy like that on your team that's just going to be able to go out and perform regardless of the circumstances.
At Stateside Live, Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.